Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the late 1960s, Egypt enjoyed a very good relationship with Russia. Gorbachev, the head of the Russian Republic, had extended an invitation to Anwar Sadat to come over to Russia. It was the way of Anwar Sadat that wherever he went, he took his Qari Sahib, Qari Abdul Basit, Abdul Samad, and he requested Gorbachev that before we start the conference and our discussions, then I would like my Qari Sahib to render a small recital. Knowing full well that he's communist, doesn't believe in a thing like God, miles away from Islam, Gorbachev said to himself, well, he's my guest, it doesn't make a difference. If I hear it, so what? If I don't hear it, then what? But being a guest, let's accede to his desire, let's listen to him. And Qari Abdul Basit, Abdul Samad just recited, started reciting. And he's watching the Prime Minister, Gorbachev, uncontrollably, he's just crying away. Tears are just rolling down his cheeks. It's a man that's seen the world, he's seen riches, doesn't believe in Allah Ta'ala, doesn't believe in the Quran, but the magnificent effect of the Quran Sharif. Nobody can dispute this effect. The story that was read just now, shipwrecked and thrown into an island, and then the man asked them to recite some Quran Sharif. And then the recitation of the Quran just capsizes the heart. Just turns the heart. Man who didn't know anything about the Quran, and a small section of the Quran Sharif is recited to him, just turns his heart. This is not something not new to the Quran. It's got this magnificent effect. This scores of hadiths of this nature. We hear of Yahya ibn Aksam Sayfi radiallahu anhu, and he heard about Islam and he sent his people. Being the leader, he couldn't go present himself, so he sent his people to listen to the Quran Sharif and the invitation of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam only recited the verse Inna Allah Amuru Bil Adli Wal Ihsan, what is recited in the Jummah Khutbah. So his responses to that was that, okay, this Quran, it's got its roots deep down into the ground. It's an unshakable thing. And the trunk is going right up to the skies. A'lahu lamuriqun wa musmirun. Top of it, it's got its leafing and fruiting. And the mughdikun, it's getting watered all the time. Wa innahu la ya'lu wa la yu'lali. This thing is going to prevail over everything else, and nothing is going to overcome this. First time in his life, he's listening to the Quran, and he's got nothing to do with Deen, Quran, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His first impressions of the Quran Sharif. لَمُورِقٌ وَمُسْمِرٌ. It's going to leave. Those that are around, they're going to get sheltered of the Quran. And everybody will enjoy from the fruit of the Quran Sharif. Hence the Quran Sharif extends a challenge to all the world. Jinnat, insan, malaika, technology, computers, everything. Just produce something equivalent to the Quran. Even though it may be equal to just Inna Aatayna Kal Kawthar, two lines. Just two lines, but produce something. With all the technology, all manpower, intelligence, would reach up the moon and whatever else. But they failed to accept this challenge. It's the word of Allah Ta'ala. It is from Allah Ta'ala Himself. How can you ever think of challenging Quran Sharif. Small little thing like a plant, right? A genuine plant, can man produce something? What is Allah Ta'ala made, nobody can bring it. Nobody, it's impossible. Around the 1920s, there was a movement in India, Shudi movement, around the time of English. And the English had recognized the power of Islam, the beauty of this deen, they understood. And they understood that they will not be able to destroy it. But now, how to destroy this invitation to Islam? So they extended the invitation, wealth, and whatever, whichever other way they could, to lure people towards Christianity or turn them away from Islam to Hinduism, anything else but Islam. They don't want to hear of Islam. The crime of the Muslim today is that he says La ilaha illallah. That's your crime. وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا. All they desire is that become like this. Become like them. Don't say La ilaha illallah. Don't say Muhammadur Rasulullah. That's the biggest crime. That's the thorn that's on the way. That's the obstruction that's on the way of disbelief. But the moment you're away from La ilaha illallah, you can say anything. Go to Satanism. Worship the worst type of things. But they're on with you. They are your brothers. They are friends. They are buddies. So long as you don't say La ilaha illallah. So this is the thorn on the way. This is the obstruction. This is the thing that is stopping them. So anyway, this movement carried on. And they had some success. A lot of people turned away to Christianity or Hinduism, moved away from Islam. As it is common with the English, they survey, analyze, they try and work on whatever they have received. They try and analyze it, try and understand, have some meetings, etc. So they're trying to work out that, all right, we see one group of people, the Muslims, they're not just accepting. They're just firm on their guns. They're stubborn as ever. You can't turn them away. You know, stubbornness is a thing. They say that there are three types of stubbornness. One is Rajhat, Tilahat, and Balakhat. Three types of stubbornness. You can't turn them. One is the stubbornness of a king. The king says, I say this. Then it's my way or the highway. He won't move away. Like you see it in some of the Arab countries, once they say Mafi, then it's finished. You can't change them. So one is the stubbornness and the persistence of the leader, right? Then is the stubbornness, Tilahat, is the stubbornness of woman. Your wife says something, and you don't give in, she'll have her way. Somehow or the other, she will have her way. She'll say, you're taking the next husband, or you're taking the next wife, or I'll put you in place. And the way she'll carry on, she'll have the best. She'll ensure that she'll let you dance over her fingers. You can't do anything, you can't change the thing. You can see, bring and produce so many reasons why I need to do it, so many ulama and jamiats and all that. She's got her foot that you're not going to do it, you're not going to do it. And the third is Balakhat, the stubbornness of a child. The child's stubbornness also, you can't help it, you just have to go with it. So the King Akbar in India, one of his men, Birbal. So Birbal had related this to him. He said, these three stubbornness, you know, you're not going to change. So he says, you know, all right, you can understand about the king, he's got power, woman, you understand. But child, how can he manipulate? You know, that's the worst. Child's stubbornness is the worst type of stubbornness. He says, it takes only an intelligent person to correct the child. So he says, no, I don't understand. So all right, I'll demonstrate it to you. Some things you learn, you understand, when it's demonstrated. When it's spoken about, then you don't understand it. Tabligh Jamaat says, we can explain to you what the sweetness of the Jamaat you will get when you come out with us. And we can give you a lot of philosophies and a lot of the targheeb we can give it to you. But you'll only understand the sweetness of the work once you join us. Islam also, you have to join Islam to understand it. The seeing from the outside, you don't really appreciate it. So it's all right, let's try it out, experiment. So Birbal becomes the experiment. I became the child now, he's crying away. Our child is fussing. He's fussing away. So now Akbar becomes the father. What do you want? What are you crying for? Well, I want an elephant. So he's a king, so for him to order an elephant was a small thing, all right. Call for an elephant. All right, again. What else? He's fussing again, crying away again for the second time. Now what you want? What's your story now? Now he wants, I want a big tree. Well, he tell you, what, you know, a tree, a bigger size tree. Got the tree. Now, again he's fussing for the third time, crying again. So now put the elephant onto the tree. Now this is impossible. No, child is crying. So he's fussing away. It's not going to happen. Say, no, I fail. So Birbal is telling him, you know, it takes an intelligent person to sort the child. You have to be very intelligent. All right, so let's reverse the whole role. So Akbar becomes the child and Birbal becomes the father. So Akbar says to him, all right, I'm fussing, what you want? I want an elephant. Now, he doesn't have brains, just imitating. Birbal got a plan ahead of him and Akbar doesn't have a plan before him. So he's fussing away, what you want, elephant. So what he did, because he went through the whole exercise, he bought a toy elephant from the shop. All right. Then, what else you want? He's fussing again for the second time, I want a tree. He said, all right, on the tree. All right, put now, third time he's fussing, he said, now put that elephant over the tree. Small thing, no? You got a small toy elephant. Now, Birbal got nothing to say. Akbar got nothing to say. So Birbal explains to him that it only takes an intelligent person to get this thing right. So you get this stubbornness, see. So the same, you get some people, right, they are stubborn in their ways. They don't want to see the truth. وَجَاهَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتَا. Allah Pak left the road open. Minds are open. You can. But when you apply the stubbornness, you persist unnecessarily, obstinacy, then you jam your ways. So anyway, the British, when they saw this, that there's a class of people that will not just give in. They harden their ways, and they will not just give in. You know, some 5-10 years ago, we had a case, a black woman, she accepted Islam. And then she insisted that she should learn the Quran Sharif. And they, being a working woman, a maid, but when she insisted that she wants to learn the Quran Sharif, they allowed her, all right? We won't charge you for this. From your work time, and we'll allow you to recite the Quran Sharif. But she was impassionate. And Allah Pak looks at the heart. Really, it's not the color. It's not who you are. It's not the lineage, not the family. What work you're doing, not how much of money you've got. But it's the heart. The heart must have been wonderful. She said, no, I want to learn the Quran Sharif, and I want to complete the Quran Sharif. So she did it, she completed the Quran Sharif. And the children were very, very joyful the day she completed. They made a small little bit of a jalsa, gave her some gifts and all that. And it happened just short after that, she felt very ill and she's about passing away. As she's passing away, her families are around and she insists on them that I bequeath all of you all to accept Islam and you must read the Quran Sharif. And as she said all this, and she just died. Her last words, as she's leaving, you must read the Quran Sharif. So anyway, we're talking about this English. And they made a survey, investigation. Okay, what was the thing that kept these people away from turning? We lured them with wealth, with position, everything. But yet, they were not just taking it, not accepting it. So the survey, at the end, they came to this conclusion. Those homes where the Quran Sharif is recited regularly, whether with the understanding, without the understanding, whether it's read, with understanding or without the understanding, those homes you couldn't touch. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka litukhrija an-nasa min az-zulumati ila an-nur. Allah talks guarantee that this kitab, you look after the kitab, read it daily. How much you can read, even if it's 5 pages, Yasin Sharif. But read it daily. We've got time for everything else. For social media, we've got time. For news, we've got time. For our friends, we've got time. For the tea break, we've got time. For every type of entertainment, we've got time. But this Quran, that's the pride of this ummah. It's a challenge of time that you can't produce something like this. For this, we don't have any time. How will Nabi Sam feel? This was the pride of my ummah. And then they got time for everything else. They don't have time for the book that I brought to them. I got it from Allah Ta'ala and present it to them. It's the pride of this ummah. And they don't want to touch it. They don't want to read it. Just 5 pages, 4 pages, Yasin Sharif. But read something, brothers. Something of the Quran Sharif. It's the preservation of your faith. وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكَ. It is an honor. The Quran Sharif, it's your honor. The hatred of the disbeliever is because of La ilaha illallah, because of the Quran Sharif. Just the Quran Sharif and La ilaha illallah, that's the thing that makes them hate your God. So they know, everybody knows the power of the Quran Sharif. The dynamic strength that the Quran Sharif has got, they know about it. The magnificence that the Quran Sharif has got, everybody knows about it. And really, it is the way of Allah Ta'ala. You look after it, it will look after you. You know, many of my friends, they start off small madrasas, be it in the indigenous, be it in the foreigners, be it in Muslims, be it wherever. And I say, you just do 2 things Allah will take care. Be sincere and committed to the work, to the teaching of the Quran, the imparting of the true beliefs, do that. Be sincere. Sincerely, for the sake of Allah, do it. You don't have to have any big qualifications, but start it off. 10 students, 5 students, adults, whoever. Start it off the Quran Sharif, reciting, and be regular on that. And you see, Allah will take care of your needs. You don't have to stretch your hands, Allah will take. But just be sincere. Sincere, start it off regularly, do it. But do it every day. At home, take out some time. When you take out time for everything else, can't we take out time for the book of Allah Ta'ala? Read it in our homes. Now, people are complaining about jadu, jinnat and all these things here, right? But this problem never existed. Say, 40 years ago, we never had this problem. Really, it's only start surfacing now. Because the Quran Sharif is being replaced with everything else. Everything else is replacing the Quran Sharif. So, those junks are coming into the home, and the Quran Sharif is leaving. Leaving your home, and all this nonsense, evil is replacing the Quran Sharif. You got the Quran Sharif, these things will definitely leave. So I tell them, you start off the Quran Sharif, learn it, teach it with sincerity, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Right? But everybody can't teach, right? Some people can teach, some people. Some people can teach, but they must teach only those that are stronger and mightier than them. If you teach small children, you should make daraba yadribu with them. Start hitting them, right? So you teach those that are but much more stronger than you, so you'll relax. Small, you can take advantage. So you have to teach. When you teach now, teach someone like Zakaria, like big size. You know? You can take him on. He can take you on. So one is committed. Number two is sincere. And then you see Allah will help you. One person went to one madrasa. He went to enroll himself. He said, no, we've got no place. He said, I don't want your food. And I don't want your accommodation. Just teach me. Just teach me. Quran Sharif, it said, just teach me. I don't want your food. I'll make my own. And although I don't have anything, but Allah Pak will arrange for me. But you teach me the Quran Sharif. The basics of deen, you teach it to me. Now he's begging, and he seems to be sincere. So they started him off. As they started him off now, no boarding now. You can imagine now. He's in the wild, no boarding, no food. Just then it happened that one person passed away in the town. So the tradition in the town was Now, if anybody passes away, they must make Isal al-Sawab, you know, convey Sawab to the deceased. So how to convey the Sawab? Feed some poor person for 40 days. So 40 din ka kaam uska ho gaya. For 40 days now he sorted out. Nobody was taking care of him. So he ate one person and he's covered for 40 days. Now as the 39th day comes, another person passes away. Brothers, I tell you, this is not a joke. It's a fact. It happens. But be with the Quran Sharif. Allah Pak will arrange for you. Just be honest. Be sincere. For the sake of Allah, Allah, do it. It looks like a very small, elementary thing. If you can't do it, then at least start it off somewhere. Wherever you are, in Marisburg, Ladysmith, whoever it is, indigenous, new Muslims, people that are foreigners, start the Quran Sharif class. You see, there'll be barakah in your businesses. And everybody start it off. Make a promise today, 25th night. Maybe it's Shab al-Qadr, Allah knows best, right? But start it off, the Quran Sharif. At least this was my contribution. I can't do much. I can't teach myself. Make an arrangement for that class to start off. Allah gave us wealth. We can use it for everything else. For toys, 2,000 rand, one toy we can buy for our child. One entertainment, 10,000 rand, we can do it for our child. But arranging for the spreading of the Quran says we can't do that. For everything else we can do. For every other thing, just design one tile, just a better type of a tile, we can pay 1,000 rands for that. But for the Quran says we can't do it. Where's our shame gone to? Where's our reasoning gone to? So we arrange for that. Wherever, make mashra with the brothers, see a place, start it off. Someone is learning the Quran Sharif. You're opening the way to Jannah. Person, if you are in the grave, and imagine someone is teaching the Quran Sharif and the Sahab is coming to you, Allah Ta'ala will feel ashamed. This banda of mine, he made arrangements for my kalam to be spread. How can I punish him? He made arrangements for that. So, Allah Ta'ala will feel sympathetic towards you. So you made some arrangements for your passing away, for your lifetime. So anyway, coming back to this story, two per person already passed away. Then the second 40 day, and the second 40 days as he's passing, the third person passed away. So they had to arrange for the third 40 days feeding this person there. An old chacha that was there, but he says, but you rather sort this person out, otherwise you'll eat the whole town up. So this Quran Sharif has got that dynamic effect. Definitely it's got that effect. It will take care of you, it will protect you, it will protect your families. The disputes in the home, you know, you have a dispute in the home. Start of the Quran every day, diligently recite the Quran Sharif. And you see, start of the Quran Sharif, little bit of talim, 15 minutes, talim, fazail amal, fazail sadaqat, best is ever. Do that, and the Quran Sharif. And you see, that dispute, asallahu ayyajala, بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ عَادَيْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ مَوَدَّةٌ. Now that hatred is turned into muhabbat. Way how it happened, Allah knows. Those that have tried it out, Quran Sharif and Kitab reading, you'll find that there's muhabbat in the house. Just try it for 2 months, only see television, don't have the Quran Sharif, and see what happens to your feelings. And then after that, throw the thing out, this media and all whatever you've got, small gadgets. Now you don't have to have a television now. You can have a television in your pocket also. You don't have to kick that thing out. You could have it in your pocket, same thing, maybe even worse, right? Same thing. But this thing looks much more innocent. The TV looks more satanic, and this thing looks like a very innocent shaitan. Shaitan, but very innocent. Yeah? Very, very peaceful, sitting in your pocket. Right? But doing the same thing, in fact worse, more disaster, greater disaster. So then throw these things, all these things out, and then just replace it with Quran Sharif and the Talim. Just that. 15 minutes in the evening, 15 minutes in the morning. Get all the children to do it. Children, the ladies, Quran Sharif, and a little bit of Talim. Every day, without failure, do it. And at the end, you can make some dua for yourselves, for your children, for their needs, present needs, whatever needs, worldly needs, dini needs, dunya needs. Who doesn't have needs? Everybody has needs. And then you see the feeling. Your feeling will be just different. You'll begin to love each other, muhabbat. And this muhabbat, brothers, it's a It's part of your iman. Awala adullukum ala shayin idha fa'altumuhu tahabbabtum. This muhabbat, having muhabbat is a part of the iman. Without that muhabbat, your iman is incomplete, is deficient. And a simple way, I say, start off this Quran Sharif. Make salam in the homes, coming in, leaving the home, right? Start the kitab reading. Then you see what a revolution creates. Now you think, hey, where that muhabbat came in now? It makes you wonder. In fact, those that are a little bit used to the Quran Sharif, and the effect of the Quran Sharif, if they go into a home where the Quran Sharif is not being recited, with all the finishes, you feel haunted in that house. You don't feel comfortable with all the finishes, all the fittings and everything. But there's no Quran Sharif, the name of Allah Pak is not there. Zikr is not there, kitab reading is not there, namaz is not there. You don't want to be there. You feel haunted, you feel out of place, uncomfortable. Why? The name of Allah is not there. So today, being the 25th night of Ramadan, we'll take home this one, we'll make this one resolution. That wherever we are, at home or abroad, traveling, whatever, but we will make it a point that we will recite the Quran Sharif. Have some kitab reading, have at least 15 minutes in the morning, in the evening. Nabi Sassam, it was an honor for his ummah. An honor, the pride of this ummah. And then now and then we just recite the thing casually, now and then as though it's one of those things. You know, we will hold you to respect. Adrar Haqsaab, rahmatullahi ala, is grave with Noor. But he was very strong on this, that you hold you with respect. Have a gilaf, have a cover of the Quran Sharif, leave it in a nice, respectable place. Not just like any other book, no. Just have the Quran Sharif, no. Distinct, because it's the head of all the books. It's the king of all the books. So the king must be seated differently. If the king is here, but we'll just let him sit like a normal person. Or we'll sit him differently. We'll definitely sit him differently. So the Quran Sharif is the king of all books. When it's the king of all books, then we'll place the Quran Sharif differently. Put in a gilaf, leave it with respect, and recite it daily, mornings and evenings, and insist on the children, until they don't read, they're not going to eat, or they're not going to sleep. When you make it an order in the house, then the elder has got an influence. He's got an influence. He's got some power and control. When you say it goes, then you see that whole home is changing. Reciting it now to the infant child, the little child of yours, he's taking a liking to the Quran Sharif, taking a liking to deen. He wants to know more about deen. He's taking a liking to Rasulullah SAW. Why? You start off the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq.
Brother Ahmad Barak is requested to come to the front and make the dua.
Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka ash-shukru kullu. Allahumma la nuhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. اللهم لك الحمد ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما بينهما وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد أنت أهل الثناء والكبرياء والمجد أحق ما قال العبد وكلنا لك عبد لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وأولاده وأزواجه وأهل بيته وذريته ومحبيه وأتباعه وأشياعه وعلينا معهم أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرطا وحوضه لنا موردا اللهم احشرنا في زمرته واستعملنا بسنته وتوفنا على ملته واجعلنا في زمرته وحزبه اللهم اجمع بيننا وبينه كما آمنا به ولم نره ولا تفرق بيننا وبينه حتى تدخلنا مدخله وتجعلنا من رفقائه مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولينا في الدنيا والآخرة توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأحبابنا ولأقاربنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم رحمتك نرجو فلا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم رحمتك نرجو فلا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. وأصلح لنا شأننا كله وأصلح لنا شأننا كله. ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا فإنه لا نازع لما أعطيت. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا قيام السماوات والأرض يا سند من لا سند له يا حرز من لا حرز له يا ذخر من لا ذخر له. Ya Allah, you forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive the sins that we have committed openly and secretly. Ya Allah, you forgive the sins of our eyes, the sins of our ears, the sins of our minds, the sins of our tongues, the sins of our hands, the sins of our legs. Ya Allah, you have favored us with all these faculties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we use all these faculties to disobey you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those eyes that we're supposed to be using to recite the Quran Majeed, to look at our parents and to look at all halal things. Ya Allah, we have messed those eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have looked at so much of filthy things, Ya Allah, with those eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the small screen, on the big screen, Ya Allah. So much of filth we are viewing with these eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us the tawfiq to use these eyes in the avenues that please you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with the tawfiq to throw that TV out of our homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it has wrecked our lives, Ya Allah. It has caused so much of problems, Ya Allah. It has messed our lives up, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us the tawfiq to throw it out, Ya Allah. In the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, let us make this firm intention, Ya Allah, to clean our lives from this filth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the cell phone, Ya Allah, what filth we view, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to clean ourselves from all this filth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those ears that we're supposed to be listening to your Quran, listening to the talks of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we listen to such filth to those ears, Ya Allah. We listen to ghibat, to music, and a whole lot of other filth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with the tawfiq to only listen to those things that please you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this tongue that we are supposed to be using for your remembrance, to recite your kalam, for to speak good, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we speak so much of filth with this tongue, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we make so much of ghibat, Ya Allah. So much of slandering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us the tawfiq to use it, Ya Allah, in the ways that please you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, likewise, all our other faculties and all our other limbs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us use it, Ya Allah, in your obedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for whatever has happened, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are making a firm intention, Ya Allah, that we will only use it, Ya Allah, in the avenues that please you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. We will make that intention, but we will still fall into haram. Ya Allah, you keep us firm, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for us, Ya Allah, to keep up to these intentions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive our relatives, forgive our friends, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you forgive our asatiza, our mashayikh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those that were a means of imparting deen to us, Ya Allah, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba, the imam mushtahideen, the mufassireen, the fuqaha, muhaddithin, the sufiya of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our asatiza, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you reward every one of them the best of reward, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of our mashayikh that have passed away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you fill their qabrs with nur, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them the highest of stages in Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and those of our Satiza and our Mashaykh that are living, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them long life with Afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you keep the shade over us for a long time, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them barakat in their health, in their wealth, in their children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them barakat in every aspect of their life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and allow us to benefit from them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us follow the teachings and the instructions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and let us become the coolness of their eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of us whose parents have passed away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you fill their qabrs with noor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them the highest of stages in Jannat. Ya Allah, and those whose parents are living, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give them good health, Ya Allah, with long life and afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you allow us to make the khidmat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us become a coolness of their eyes, Ya Allah. Let us keep them comfortable, Ya Allah. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayana sighara. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayana sighara. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayana sighara. Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah is in such a pitiable condition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, after all, it's the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, somewhere there's war. Ya Allah, somewhere there's bombs raining, Ya Allah. Women are becoming widows. Children are becoming orphans. People are displaced, Ya Allah. They don't have homes, Ya Allah. Some are being drowned in the middle of the ocean, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have rahm on the ummah of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you have rahm on the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ruddana wa ruddal muslimin ila deenika raddan jameela. Ya Allah, let us realize our fault and our mistake, Ya Allah. And let us come back to your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring us back to your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us understand our negligence, Ya Allah. And let us come back to your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you help us, assist us, protect us, guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and guide the entire ummah of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you make it easy for all those people that are suffering throughout the world, wherever they are suffering. Whatever the nature of their problems may be, those that are in debts, Ya Allah, you remove their debts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are sick, Ya Allah, you grant them shifa'i kamil, ajil, da'i, mustamir, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are passed away, Ya Allah, you grant them the highest of stages in Jannat and make them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are in any type of problem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you remove the problem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have marital issues, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them with happiness in their homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that do not have spouses, Ya Allah, you bless them with suitable spouses, Ya Allah. Those that do not have children, bless them with good children, Ya Allah. Healthy children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those whose children are disobedient, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make their children obedient, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless, Ya Allah, you make our children the coolness to our eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let them be obedient to us and obedient to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them with all good qualities, Ya Allah. Bless them with adab, Ya Allah. Bless them with haya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us and save our progenies, Ya Allah, from the evil influence of secular education, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from the evil of modernization and materialism, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with all the good, Ya Allah, of the dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our heart, Ya Allah, let it be only for you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you cleanse our hearts from all the filth, Ya Allah, that's in the heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the evil qualities that are in our heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you cleanse our heart from nifaq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you cleanse it from takabbur, Ya Allah. Cleanse it from ujab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse it from every type of filth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and let this heart be only for you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it be only for you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you and we are asking you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please sustain us with your love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the love of the pious, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and bless us with the love of those actions that will make us closer to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us barakat in our lives, barakat in our health, barakat in our wealth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us be muhtaj and dependent on anyone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us be mustaghni, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us just be dependent on you alone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us only stretch our hands before you, Ya Allah, and not before anyone else, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah, with the ilm of nubuwat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with the noor of nubuwat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the fikr of nubuwat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us understand the mansha of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you bless us with the tawfiq to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the tawfiq to kick every other lifestyle besides the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, when we present ourselves before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, don't let it be that the malaika come and chase us away and say, suhqan, suhqan. Ya Allah, there can't be a greater loss than that loss, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah, with the drink from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Hawdha Kawthar, Ya Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with your didar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with the opportunity of looking at you, Ya Allah. Allahumma rzuqna ladhata an-nazr ila wajhik. Allahumma rzuqna shawqa ila liqaik. Min ghayri darra mudirra wala fitnatin mudilla. Ya Allah, you use us, Ya Allah. Use our health, use our wealth, and use our potential for your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't Ya Allah, we are unworthy, Ya Allah. We are not worthy of anything, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you are Kareem. Ya Allah, Kareem is that Zat. Alladhi yu'ti bi ghayri istihqaq. The one who gives without deserving. Ya Allah, we don't deserve anything. Ya Allah, but despite not deserving, you blessed us with so much. Ya Allah, we don't deserve anything, Ya Allah. But we are asking you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please, you become happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you be pleased with us, Ya Allah. Allahumma rida anna rida la tasqatu ba'dahu abada. Allahumma rida anna rida la tasqatu ba'dahu abada. Allahumma rida anna rida la tasqatu ba'dahu abada. Ya Allah, all those people that requested for du'as, all those people that hope for us to make du'a for them, Ya Allah, you bless them with the best of dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those that are sitting, Ya Allah, everyone has some type of desire in their hearts. Fulfill everyone's jais and permissible needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you help us, assist us, protect us, guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with your love. Bless us with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bless us with your pleasure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you be happy with us all the time. Ya Allah, you bless us with afiyat, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka tamam al-afiyah, wa damam al-afiyah, wa shukra al-afiyah, wa al-ghina anin nas. Ya Allah, when it is our last moments, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it be our happiest moments, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our last moments be our happiest moments, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that we must be happy to meet you, Ya Allah. And let our ruh come out in this condition that, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية. يا الله, you be pleased with us and we are pleased with you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with this, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wa qabr, Ya Allah, make it easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, make it easy for us. Ya Allah, make it easy for us to cross the pool sirat at the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah, with entry into Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from all types of problems, Ya Allah, all types of difficulties in our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from fitna, Ya Allah. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a, wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a, wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Allahumma rabb jibril wa mika'il wa israfil fatir as-samawati wal ard anta tahkumu bayna ibadika fima kanu fi yakhtalifun. اهدنا لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. يا الله, all the works of deen, Ya Allah, that are taking place, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept all the works of haq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and grant us a share in all these works, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them progress, Ya Allah. Whatever problems they are, Ya Allah, you remove the problems, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the madaris, the makatib, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the khanqas, the tabligh jamaat, Ya Allah. And whatever other works of deen are taking place, Ya Allah, in the world, provided it's a work of haq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, then bless them with progress, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you take care of all their needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and grant them acceptance in your court, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and grant us a share in all of that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring the ummah back to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, you bless us, bless the ummah with hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless the ummah with hidayat, Ya Allah, and bring the ummah back once again to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, the enemies of Islam are trying in different ways, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to destroy this ummah, Ya Allah, intellectually, with regards to beliefs, with regards to their actions. Ya Allah, in different ways the enemies are trying. Ya Allah, you protect us from the onslaughts of the enemies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you let their plans, Ya Allah, you fail those plans of theirs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and you protect us, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min shadi ma sta'adaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Antal musta'an wa alaykal balagh, wa la hawla wa la قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله, وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.